Folks, the 1978 governor's race between the three heavyweights, former Governor Albert Brewer, Attorney General Bill Baxley, and Lieutenant Governor Jerry Beasley, was expected to be titanic. All three men had last names beginning with the letter B. Thus, the press coined the phrase, the three B's. The Republicans at this time were relegated to being insignificant on the governor's stage. Therefore, the winner of the Democratic primary would be governor. Meanwhile, over in East Alabama, a little-known former Auburn halfback named Fobb James strolled into the governor's race. Fobb's entry evoked very little interest, only curiosity as to why he'd want to enter the fray against three well-known major players. Fobb was automatically exposed as a card-carrying Republican whose only political experience had been as a member of the Lee County Republican Executive Committee. But even a political novice like Fobb knew he couldn't win as a Republican, so he qualified to run as a Democrat along with the three B's. Fobb had become quite wealthy by starting a successful barbell company in Opelika. And when Fobb signed to run for governor, the press wrote him off as a rich gadfly who simply chose politics rather than golf as his pastime. However, little did they know, the fact that he was rich and had a lot of time on his hands could spell trouble for the average political opponent who had to worry about fundraising and feeding their family while running a full-time campaign. Fobb realized he was no political professional like the three B's, who had spent their entire political adulthood in public office. So he sought out professional advice. He had the money to think big, and he wanted to know who was the best political consultant in the South. It was an easy answer. DeLoss Walker, a political public relations genius who lived in Memphis, Tennessee. Walker's track record for electing governors of southern states was 5-0. The scenario was the same for all five upset victories. He took an obscure, unknown candidate and elected him governor over a well-known incumbent or favorite. He'd just taken an unknown school board member named Dale Bumpers and made him governor of Arkansas. Fobb quietly sought out Walker, who at first refused to take Fobb's race. Walker's first impression was even he could not mold Fobb into a winner against three well-financed, experienced thoroughbreds. Fobb persisted, convincing Walker with the fact he had unlimited personal money to spend. Walker relented, knowing he might risk blemishing his unbeaten record, but at least he'd make a lot of money off poor old Fobb. Walker's one condition for taking the race was Fobb must do exactly what he said. He must be scripted and never deviate from Walker's pad ads and speeches. Nobody was aware old Fobb had garnered the genius Walker and already been to political school when he signed to run for governor in the spring of 1978. Brewer, Baxley, and Beasley ignored Fobb. Baxley even praised him, saying, "You know that old Fobb James will be a good governor. Too bad he's not a serious candidate." Those words would come back to haunt old Baxley. Thank y'all for listening.